Okay, we got. Let's do this quickly. So, I think that this article by Rabbi Leibowitz on the candy dish dilemma is a good summary of a lot of the issues that we've seen. So, just to run through it quickly, right? So he said, he wants to deal with the minhag that has emerged, right? That people, right? It's no longer enough to come with candy. Right, that's a gift, and it has to be that the dish is also a gift, and you come for Shabbos, so they get these nice like glass things, you know, with you know like chocolate lentils in one section because they're pariv, and you know, and the gummies in another section, and the what you know,
also, I live in the
candied nuts in another section.
I'm in two neighborhoods that would do this, and yet I've never seen one.
No, most companies know this problem, and therefore just give them plastic ones.
Okay. Anyways. Okay. Now the issue is obviously that it's a glass kli, it is a permanent kli, and they bought it from
a goy.
Right? Right. That's the issue. So the question is, how then are you allowed to use them? Right. So in his article, I think he just goes through the terim really nicely, and it just summarizes. Like I said, it's a lot that we've seen. Now he thinks in his conclusion that it's usher. I've seen many other poskim who. Many of the haterim he rejects, they accept. Right? So know that this is not the final word, but the discussion, I think, is important. Okay. So his first potential heter, which is not a non-heter, is the what he calls the one-time use heter. And this was something we mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? That even if you think disposable haterim are not kalim, right, as I said, that does not imply that you get a one freebie. Right? People have this mistake. Oh, it's the first time I'm using a kli, it's fine. No, it's not. Right, disposable kalim are not kalim. Full kalim that you're going to use, you don't get a one freebie. Right, so he said that's just a non-het there. Okay, the second issue he brings up, and this is something we haven't really discussed as much, is the question of dry foods. Now this is based on Shuvah by Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe says that tefillah. The issue of using a kli without tefillah is something where the kli is really necessary, is practical. But if it's just, right, but if it's just for proper manners, right, but it's not actually, like, you don't need it, right, so then maybe you don't need tefillah, right? So, his example is, like, a piece of dried chicken. Right, that like you could have just put it on the table. I mean, it's a bit ichy, but you could have just put it on the table and picked it up and eat like it's finger food, right? So the argument is that finger food, fundamentally, you don't need to use, you don't need to be tovel a kli in order to use it only for finger food, right? Because the kli isn't doing anything, right? It's just right, it's no different than the table. So some have suggested that the candy. Dishes is like this as well, but as Leibowitz notes, right, that's not necessarily true. Because first of all, right, we have to be careful. When you say it doesn't have a practical use, we mean like no practical use, right? Except for maybe aesthetic. But like the candy dish divider, right, you actually want the jelly beans to be separate from the chocolate lentils, from the gummies, from the whatever, chocolate covered almonds, I don't know, right? You don't want them all mixing up. That's why you have the separation, not just for aesthetic purposes, but because some people like this and some people like that, and if they got all mixed up, right, you wouldn't like it, meaning you actually prefer to eat it out of that which is separated. And therefore he said it's not parallel to, you know, eating a french fry off a plate, which you could just have easily eaten off of. Right. Second of all, he notes that Ramosha's argument is only b'di'eved. Right? This wasn't like Ramosha said, I'm totally convinced by this het there. That, right, in general we assume that, right, like in general we assume that even if you use a plate always for sandwiches, which obviously you can eat by hand, we still assume you have to tovel it. Right? This is like a b'di'eved if someone is found in a house of someone who didn't tovel his kalim, so it's a sniff lahakel. You could say that, oh, it's not such a problem if it's, you know, something we don't really need to clip. It's not lechatchila. And third of all, he notes that Rosh Hashanah Zalman just didn't like this whole thing at all, right? Rosh Hashanah Zalman just rejected this entire conception of it. Okay. The next series of heterim he gets is the pickle jar coffee can heter, right? So so as we noted, right, this we talked about yesterday, that the post can really struggle to figure out, well, why are you allowed to, right, take pickles out of a pickle jar and coffee out of a coffee can? So to run through the heterim. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that you are creating the kli, right? We mentioned this yesterday, right? That in a chanami, it is a kli, but it only becomes a clay when you open it up, when, at least in a can. That's just not true in a right a candy dish, which is fully there. It's just wrapped in plastic with a bow. Right? That's right.
Well, as Ovadia, could still apply both of the grade.
Can you please stop saying Ovadia?
What? Rav
Ovadia. You say it way too fast, and it always sounds like you've he lost smicha in your quick speech.
Anything but Rav Ovadia's shita could follow both of them technically.
So we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Don't worry. Okay.
Wait, how does it become a kli when you use
so it? So like a candy, like a can, you could make that argument, right? Before it was a chomer golem. It was just
meant to be a kli in the first place to hold this stuff.
Correct, but it's not like a usable kli because it's totally sealed. Again, this is subject to machlokot and Shabbos. You do the same thing in Shabbos, right? Is a can a kli before, or are you making it a kli, right? This is part of the... okay. Shlomo Zalman, another het there is that... right, which we noted was that when the company made the kli, it wasn't meant to be permanent, and therefore it wasn't a kli. If you then decide to make it permanent, your das is with making it permanent and making it a kli. Right? And therefore you don't need tefillah because you were the one who created it, so it was created by a Jew. Again, that doesn't apply by the candy dish, because the candy dish is meant to be permanent, right, as opposed to a can, right, a jar, right, yeah. The pickle
it doesn't
jar.
Matter if you made the object, it's rather if you whether it has who made it into a kli.
Correct. It has to be who made it into a kli. Ramoshe argues that in the coffee case or the one only is interested in buying the food, right? The packaging is just how they sell it to you, right? They can't just right, but it's batel, it's just irrelevant, and therefore we just ignore the kli in this circumstance, which again obviously doesn't apply by the candy dish, where you know the whole point of getting you the nice fancy glass candy dish was because it makes the present nicer, right? If they wanted to just give you the candy and you know, they didn't care about the dish being a present, they would have gotten you the plastic throwaway one. Okay. The Rav Yaakov Breish and the Chalkos Yaakov right, argues that the purchaser never intended to purchase the can at all, right? He just wanted to purchase the food in the can, which again doesn't apply in this case. Now there is the interest, and then there's the what we talked about from the Maral Diskin, which is this this notion that maybe this is not called usage. You're just emptying out the kli just over the course of months, right? Now that presumably would actually apply here, but Leibowitz notes.
Why would the whole thing of like not buying it for the food and not for the kli not apply to the candy dish?
What?
Why would the whole thing of like buying?
No, because here, because the fact that you buy an expensive kli rather than the plastic one shows that you
when you gift it to someone, they're only concerned. The main concern, anyway, is for the candy. Not,
so the argument here, the argument is that it's not right. I mean, if it was, then you wouldn't have gotten in the nice glass serving dish.
Right, but the main thing for the gift, anyway, is the candy.
Well, no, that's the argument. That it's not right. It's equally about the kli.
You just buy him a dish.
Why would you?
You could, but it's both, right? I mean, it's both. It's not one or right. It's you're not getting him just candy in bags, right, or in the plastic disposable, and you're not just getting him right. You're getting him
plates. Better you put candy on it, make it fancy.
Right. You know, it's like I give you a plate with cookies. I don't know. Now, so he notes there's a bit of unclarity in Maral Diskin how exactly you understand it. Right, so he says, right, if he means that there's no problem, that the only problem is to put it in the plate and not to take it out, so he doesn't love this. He might say that, right, maybe, right, I mean, he suggests that maybe it's just that you're not actively using it, right, until you take the coffee out, but here, if you're going to be eating it straight from the candy dish, when you're actually taking it out, you're actively using the kli. Again, I'm not sure, right? One could argue that the Maral Diskin is saying that, look, you know, it's already there, and now I'm just taking it out slowly or something like that, which is how some poskim sort of... that's the Sridi Eish, right? If you skip from it, the Sridi Eish suggests that the reason it's mutter by the pickle jar, to eat from the pickle jar, is because it's an act of clearing it out. It just takes place over months, right? Rather than Maral Diskin's, which is more like this is not called usage at all. Now, the right, this logic would indeed apply, though he notes that the Sridi Eish used this again as a sniff lahakel amongst other things. Right, so it's not clear that the Sridi Eish believed that this was 100% convinced by this argument. This argument would work to justify it, but it would not be enough. And he notes that Rosh Lomo Zalman Orbach did not agree with this. Then he notes from Moshe Sternbach. Suggests that pickle jars don't need tefillah because you either need to be tovel things which are used in preparation or eating, but not things which are in the middle, right? So storage is neither preparation nor eating, and therefore it is patur. Now this wouldn't apply by candy dishes because you do eat it at the table. Okay, fine. Now, the easiest solution you would say is the store toveling, right? Okay, so if you're buying it from a kosher place, let them tovel it before they sell these kalim. The problem with that is, and this is what we actually didn't read in Shulchan Aruch, is that the only things that are chayav in tvila are klei seuda, right? How are you define that? Preparation at the table, etc. But if you buy something only to sell, at that point, it's defined as merchandise and not as meal kalim, and therefore, according to many poskim, the store, while it's still in the hands of the store owner, it's not chayv in tefillah yet. Because it's only merchandise. It's not a klei seuda yet. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to be tovel it.
Plate or the dish?
However, Rav Asher Weiss argues that it's not true. Rav Asher Weiss argues that no, since it's merchandise to be used eventually in food preparation, right? The chiyuv is already the chiyuv already exists, and therefore the store could indeed be tovel them. The Rav Asher doesn't like it because then you lose the bracha. But
it's two steps removed. It will eventually come to be for food prep. It's already pretty removed.
Correct. But Rav Asher Weiss thinks that... But it's fundamentally, it's a food prep thing.
What? It's a food prep
thing. No, it's not. I'm sorry, it's not food prep. This is actually... you can use it on the table. It just happens to be that the store owner is treating it as merchandise. But it's, by its definition, it's a klei seuda.
Right.
And therefore, Rav Asher... Right, so Rav Yitzchak Weiss says, the store owner treats it as merchandise, and therefore it's not a klei seuda. He can't be tovel it. Right? Rav Asher Weiss says, no, it is a klei seuda, which you happen to be selling... Right, but it is a klei seuda. The fact that you are selling it to someone else doesn't make it not a plate.
So
right?
The candy dish. If let's say they put candy on a plate, then he's. But even if he wasn't, it's at the purpose right now is just to present the candy.
I'll send my guy to. He's here already?
Yeah, he's here. The present place for it is like just for the candy to be on, like to be a fancy presentation and stuff.
Possibly. Okay. Now I will note. Now, according to this, though, right? Now, according to Rav Asher Weiss, the easiest way would be for the store to be tovel it, right? Right. Leibowitz doesn't like it, but according to Rav Asher Weiss, it would work. And then he notes that there is that possible heter of corporations, which we saw most posts assume things that are bought from corporations do need tefillah, but Rav Schechter is not sure. Right? Rav Schechter actually thinks that if you bought it not from an individual guy, but from a corporation, which may not have the legal status of a person, it might in fact be... it might in fact be not chayv in tefillah to begin with, which would be a potential... heter, but again, the majority of poskim don't take this. Now, a few heterim don't actually work. One is what this is important. Yosef suggested yesterday, right? Was it the Aruch HaShulchan actually does believe what Yosef said is, oh, maybe if the food doesn't touch the utensil, so then it's not chayiv in tefillah. However, the majority of poskim rule the way I said, which is that's not true. Right, it's about whether something's a klei seuda, and if you put a little doily right on the cake plate so that it looks nice, right, and the cake doesn't technically touch the plate still needs tefillah because it's still defined as a klei seuda. Right, now again, that comes down to machlokes we've talked about. Is it about the kli requiring it, or is there some transference going on between the food, some like negative force? I don't know.
I mean, assuming that's the whole reason for tefillah is because of that transfer.
Now, kalim that in general don't use... now, of course, in the candy thing, you generally put it in anyways.
As he has, like,
Okay.
Sorry.
Speak up.
I don't know.
How about he speaks? Okay. Tell us the how about he, as an old man, speaks up?
Shh. Shh. Now he notes that right, a theoretically right, you could have the store use the kalim before, which is right because then theoretically because then they could clearly be tovel them. But he said that's not practical. That's obvious. Okay. He notes this notion of not acquiring it, right? Which, like Rishon Mazalman says, you can't do that here, right? They don't acquire the kli. Like, what is that? And the third party, right, trying to give it to a goy or something, or a third party acquisition, right, for the store being able to be tovel it directly on behalf of the consumer and then doing tefillah, maybe you could do that, but it's not totally clear that that would work. But lemaisa, right? Again, where did
let's
it
get
go?
The food today.
Okay, I'll just summarize it then I'll go. Okay, but basically, in order, there are certain iterum that he thinks will work. One is if you really do paskal under Rasha Weiss, so then you're fine, right? Rasha Weiss says the store is allowed to be tovelit. So okay, so have the store tovelit.
The store tovelit is fine. It's a boy's shop. It's
then correct. Yeah. You'd have a problem. A practical solution he suggests is maybe if you do advanced orders, right? Or if you only do advanced orders for these candy dishes, so then so now it's not some vague. The store owner isn't totally it for some vague person. He's doing it as your shliach, right? And maybe that would work because. Right, then it would be fine, but it's a viable option. It's just not necessarily practical,
yeah.
Right? Because a lot of them they just have them lined up. No one, people aren't going to do that. Now, you could just say, "Well, forget it." Right? Stop using glass and metal dishes. You could do wood or pottery fancy dishes. That would obviously work.
Eliminate the whole problem altogether.
Right, and that would work. And obviously, if you use plastic chad pami ones, that would work. That's obvious. And the other is to just fill it with packaged goods, right?
Packaged,
you know, like candies and wrappers, right? That might work.
So it works if it's stuck. Right, if it's wrapped up, it's okay.
Now he just gives a summary, and he says that Rav Schechter thinks that it does need tefillah, the way Rabbi Leibowitz paskins, right? Even before the first usage. As did Rubelsky, but as you know, to Rusher Weiss is Mekil. So there are reasons to be Mekil. There are those who are Machim. At any rate, I think this was a summary, at least, of some of the potential issues, and should have wrapped up a lot of the things we talked about. Okay.